BBC News with Chris Berrow. The United States has not changed its ambition of taking over Greenland after hosting high-level talks at the White House. Denmark's foreign minister described the discussions as constructive, but warned there was still a fundamental disagreement over the Arctic island's future. From Nuuk in Greenland, here's our Europe editor, Katja Adler.
People were absolutely glued to the news today. Real anxiety about the future of this territory. Greenlanders want eventually to become independent. What 85% of them say is that they do not want to become American. There is a hope. We've heard from the foreign minister of Greenland saying that maybe there's a way to cooperate with the United States without being taken over by the United States. There is ability for compromise. But where it can come to confrontation still is absolutely over sovereignty. If okay. Donald Trump says ultimately, as he said just before today's meeting again, he has to have Greenland, Denmark and Greenland say no.
President Trump says he's been told on good authority that the killing of protesters in Iran has stopped. He'd previously threatened very strong action should Iran begin executing people detained during recent days of anti-government unrest. Here's what he had to say.
We have been informed by very important sources on the other side, and they've said the killing has stopped and the executions won't take place. There were supposed to be a lot of executions today, and that the executions won't take place. And we're going to find out. I mean, I'll find out after this. You'll find out. But we've been told on good authority, and I hope it's true.
His latest comments came after the US and Britain evacuated some military personnel from a key base in Qatar, raising expectations that the US might launch an intervention. There are reports that Iran has closed its airspace. Four crew members aboard the International Space Station have begun their journey back to Earth after a medical issue prompted their mission to be cut short. Their Dragon space capsule has successfully undocked and is expected to splash down off the coast of California on Thursday morning. Palab Ghosh reports.
Last August, a new crew for the International Space Station for a scheduled 6.5-month mission. But last week, a spacewalk to prepare the ISS for new solar panels was cancelled because one of them fell ill. The crew member has not been named for reasons of medical confidentiality, but NASA said their condition was stable and that the four-strong crew would be brought home as a precaution.
President Zelensky says he'll declare a state of emergency in Ukraine's energy sector after relentless Russian air attacks on infrastructure exacerbated by an exceptionally cold winter. After a special cabinet meeting, he said that a coordination headquarters and a round-the-clock task force will be set up. BBC News. The White House says the US will pause all immigration visa processing for nationals from 75 countries. On the list of nations affected are, amongst others, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan and several African countries, but also Thailand and Brazil. An internal State Department memo instructs US embassies to refuse visas while screening and vetting procedures are being reviewed. The suspension will take effect a week from today. The move comes amid a sweeping immigration crackdown by the Trump administration. New analysis of satellite data has found that many of the world's most economically and environmentally important river deltas are sinking due to groundwater extraction and urban expansion. They include the Nile, Amazon, and Ganges. Researchers say in many cases the sinking poses a greater risk to cities on the deltas than sea level rises caused by global warming. About 500 million people live on river deltas. The authorities in Brazil have announced the seizure of over $1 billion worth of assets as part of a high-profile fraud investigation launched after the collapse of a small private bank, Banco Master. The finance minister said it might be the largest banking fraud in Brazil's history. The central bank ordered the bank shut down in November. The hosts of the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament, Morocco, are through to the final after a tense victory over Nigeria on penalties. The winning penalty sparked wild celebrations among the home fans in Rabat. Morocco will now play Senegal in Sunday's final. They secured their place with a 1-0 victory over Egypt. Senegal's star player, Sadio Mane, scored the game's only goal.
Yeah, I think we tried to play well. We didn't do too many mistakes. And we play quick, pass the ball. And we create some chances. At the end of the day, I think we score one goal. Fair play, I think we deserve to win.
And that's the latest world news from the BBC.